Good morning. I'm Aiden Deitering.
I'm Gracelyn Eastman.
And I'm Lucy Eisenbarth.
Welcome to our final Bear Facts episode for the school year, where we'll be previewing the summer here at Bishop Garrigan High School.
This past week, on our last day before semester tests, the school got a call from an outside person who threatened to go on a shooting spree. The school immediately went on lockdown, and law enforcement patrolled the entrances to the building. It was a pretty boring afternoon, since we just had to stay in whatever classroom we were in fourth period. Fortunately, nothing materialized from the threat, and the police issued an all-clear shortly before dismissal time.
Bishop Garrigan's class of 2026 graduated last Sunday. 28 seniors received diplomas, and 21 of those had special notations for graduating with honors. More than $385,000 worth of scholarships were also awarded at graduation from alumni, community organizations, and friends of the school. On top of that, the seniors earned nearly $500,000 in academic and athletic scholarships from the colleges they will be attending.
The oldest and most prestigious of the scholarships is the Francis Conway Scholarship, which honors Garrigan's first superintendent. This year, Caden Graves, Tate Furch, and Ava Rothler all received Father Conway's scholarship. Those with the biggest monetary value include the H&K Scholarship, split by Allison Danker, Haley Reitzel, Alyssa Hogland, Ava Rothler, Aubrey Meyer, Carter Schwab, and Carly Nielsen, and the Best in Liner Scholarship, which went to 12 different seniors.
Addison Cooper presented the gift from the class of 2026. They will be buying a new mascot costume to replace Gary the Bear. Additional money will go to help out the capital campaign. Alyssa Hoagland gave the farewell speech, where she took time to mention every senior's talents and interests individually.
For the past 35 years, Garrigan has presented pins to seniors who are active in a wide range of activities. This year, almost two-thirds of the class was honored with gold and silver pins. Sasha Alish, Tate Furch, Amari Thomas, Ava Rothler, Roseanne Curtis-Rickey, Gabe Swift, Caden Graves, Alyssa Hoagland, and Addison Cooper all received gold pins.
Students receiving silver pins include Ava Snyder, Emmy Bartolo, Kyle Borman, Carter Schwab, Haley Reitzel, Allison Danker, Ethan Marceau, Aubrey Meyer, and Carter McGregor. Congratulations to these seniors for their widespread participation in activities.
Last week, 12 Garrigan students went over to Waldorf College for the Top of Iowa Conference Art Show. Kate Berkey earned first place in paper art for her quilling project. Eva Kolas won second place honors in acrylic painting. Olivia Rothler was third in colored pencil drawing, and Leah Reitzel's colored pencil work earned her an honorable mention. Others at the art show were Lucas Vahonic, Alice Casey, Piper Rothler, Alyssa Hoagland, Josephine Joyce, Haley Nemers, Emma Garman, and Madden Miller.
Senior artist Alyssa Hoagland was also honored with the Bishop Garrigan Art Award. In addition to receiving a scholarship, Alyssa's oil painting, Nearing Towards Night, will remain on display at Garrigan for future students to see. Congratulations to her and all of our other artists.
Baseball season starts this coming week. The Bears will open the season by playing Algona High Tuesday night. Three seniors will be at the core of this year's Golden Bear team, Carter Schwab, Tate Furch, and Caden Graves. Juniors Aiden Deitering, Nate Lear, and Eli Casey also returned from last year's team, and Marshall Borman will be joining them.
The sophomore baseball players include Brad Meister, Nolan Antone, Alec Deitering, Henry Bodie, and Carson Kramer. Jared Graves is the lone freshman out for baseball, but he's joined by 8th graders Tate Bartolo, Colin Schwab, Cale Charbonneau, Cody Weimers, Christopher Lear, Briggs Ludwig, Duke Snyder, and Connor Plath.
Alyssa Hoagland is the lone returning senior on the Golden Bear softball team. Her teammates include Shiloh Trainer, Jenna Peterson, Lily Wickman, Avery Culbertson, Emma Garman, Kaya Villarreal, Rakaya Nielsen, Addie Bartolo, Rachel Kale, and Riley Dorning. Softball begins their season May 26th at Belmont. Varsity softball generally starts at 6 p.m., followed by JV, while JV baseball starts at 5:30 with varsity at 7. Good luck all summer, baseball and softball.
Last week, we held the Darts Awards for non-sports activities. Those included our announcers here on the Bear Facts. Tate Furch was named the Outstanding Broadcaster for 2026, and he's looking at doing sportscast for a campus radio station while he's in college. Other Bear Facts letter winners were seniors Sasha Alish, Haley Reitzel, Aubrey Meyer, Emmy Bartolo, Caden Graves, and Alyssa Hoagland. Juniors Gracelyn Eastman, Aiden Deitering, Nathan Lear, Shiloh Trainer, and Harper Nelson, and freshman Lucy Eisenbarth.
Six students were also honored as Quizzable letter winners. They include Eva Kohlhaus, Amari Thomas, Aiden Deitering, and Corbin Darling. The Coach's Appreciation Award for 2026 went to Marshall Borman, and this year's Quizzable MVP was Tate Furch. Congrats to them.
On our Golden Bear calendar, there's a home trap shooting meet this morning. Monday is the last day of school. We'll take our last finals and then dismiss at noon with parish busing.
There's boys district golf on Monday, and Tuesday night, the baseball team hosts Algona High. Girls regional golf is Wednesday, and state track will be next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday in Des Moines.
The band will play for Memorial Day a week from Monday, and the state golf meets are later that week. Other highlights of the summer include the CYO baseball and softball tournaments on June 6th and state trap shooting on June 7th.
Garrigan graduate Tommy Kolash will be ordained a priest on Saturday, June 27th in Sioux City. District baseball starts July 3rd, and regional softball begins July 6th. The state tournaments for summer sports are July 13th through the 17th.
Fall sports camps and practices begin August 3rd, and teachers come back for in-service on August 18th. Finally, school starts up again on Monday, August 24th.
That wraps up the Bear Facts for this school year. We want to thank all the sponsors who have kept our show on KLGA for the past 34 years, and thanks also for our faculty sponsor, David Burrow.
Thanks to all of you for tuning in each week. We'll be off for the summer, but we hope to be back on Saturday, August 29th. To bring you more news from Bishop Garrigan High School.